You graduate from Edison in what year?
1965.
1965, and then what?
Looked at different schools. I was interested in interior design, but I was also interested in architecture, so I was trying to decide which direction to go. My dream was to go to Auburn University in Alabama because they have a magnificent interior design program, but Oklahoma State University also had a very, very good program and a very good school of architecture, so because of tuition costs and so forth, I went to Oklahoma State.
Well, you were fortunate to have a school with that kind of reputation nearby.
Yes, very definitely, and it made it easy. Also, during my time in senior high school and college, I worked for, again, a neighbor that I'd gotten to know who had a wedding event planning business that did flowers, and we'd put together entire wedding events, and so it was easy to come back from Stillwater on the weekends and work.
So flowers were a fascination for you. Enjoyed that.
Enjoyed that and the color, you know, putting together colors and putting together events for rides and so forth. It was fascinating.
At OSU, were you playing the organ?
As an elective, I took organ at OSU, yes.
You play for anything special in OSU?
Well, not at OSU, but one of my fraternity brothers asked me to play at his wedding, and it was here in Tulsa. I practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced. I have friends that are natural musicians. They can sit down and play for hours and never even look at a piece of music or whatever. I was just the opposite. I had to have everything precisely written out and so forth. Anyway, I played for this wedding, and let me say this, the groom never spoke to me again. It was a disaster. So I gave up my music career at that point.
You quit right there?
Yeah. I mean, that was like, okay, I just don't have this. I enjoyed it, but at that point I went, okay, no, it's not going to work.
But you played before some crowds, didn't you, when you played Bach and all that?
Just a few judges.
Okay, so it wasn't public performance.
It wasn't.
It was your first public performance.
Yeah.
And did you freeze a little? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it was not a pretty picture. I felt so sorry for the bride, but she never spoke to me again either.
As you look back, do you feel bad that you quit then? Because you were very accomplished. And when you said you had to have everything written out, yes, you had to play by notes. Right. Some can play by ear, but you could play by notes. You had something about you that you could have continued playing.
I don't know. At that point, I just went, I just don't have the natural talent. So.
No, you did. Well, I guess there's a difference between a natural talent or learning by rote. And if I do this and do that and do that, and is that which category you'd put yourself
in?
Yes, definitely. But you sure accomplished a lot by rote.
Definitely.
But you don't look back and regret that you quit.
No, that was just not to be.